Donna Grigger from the Woodfords Historical Society is with us today to bring us a story honouring a local family's years of military service and sacrifice. Good morning, Donna.
Morning, Debbie. Hello, listeners.
Donna, with Anzac Day almost upon us, these stories of valour and courage certainly set the scene for the day itself, but also highlight how lucky we are to be living the lives we have because of the sacrifice of so many.
Yes, and each year for Anzac Day, the Woodford Historical Society and Museum has a display at the museum featuring an Anzac from Woodford. This year, our display is about the Cobb family, well known in Woodford and Caboolture. Descendants of William and Bella Cobb will visit our museum following Woodford's Anzac Day ceremony held in Memorial Park. To view Woodford Historical Society's display honouring the Cobb family's many years of military and community service. William and Bella Cobb and the eldest two of their eight children, Albert and Iris, came to Woodford in 1920, with William setting up a saddlery in a small shop in the main street, as well as working tirelessly for the newly formed Woodford sub-branch of the Returned Sailors and Soldiers Imperial League of Australia, known today as the RSL. When the Woodford Light Horse Unit was formed, William joined the 2nd Light Horse Regiment in September 1925 and was made commander of the troop. He was promoted to lieutenant in March 1926 and then to captain in January 1928. Five Cobb children, all educated at Woodford State School, served during World War II. Albert in the Australian Army, Alfred, Wilfred and Ted in the Royal Australian Navy, and Delia Jean in the Royal Australian Air Force.
That is so interesting, all from the one family. Donna, let's take a quick song break and we'll be back with more information about the Cobb family. We're here with Donna Grigger from the Woodford Historical Society with more information about the Cobb family. Over to you, Donna.
The family tradition continued with Colin Cobb, Keith Bradfield and Denise Cobb also serving in more recent times from the Vietnam War. They all returned home except Albert, who was killed in action in Papua on 19th of December 1942. In July of 1942, Albert, in a detachment of the 7th Division, which came to be known as Cobb's Force, leaving Landsborough, the detachment headed on an overland route to the tip of Cape York Peninsula, the route described as similar to the darkest of Africa. The route had only been travelled once before in 1927. The 7th Division was forced at times to literally hack their way through to make a path. Captain Albert Cobb was commanding D Squadron, 2nd 7th Cavalry Regiment, under command of 30 Brigade, which was advancing towards Annandara Point, Papua, and was delayed by Japanese roadblocks. Cobb led a part of this squadron to rejoin forward positions at Huggins, but was pinned down by Japanese fire for over a day. He evacuated his wounded and remained alone at the forward point. He was not seen alive again. Reports of Albert's bravery are well recorded. As he lay dying, pinned down by heavy fire, he scratched a hole out in the dirt and buried important photographic records so that they would not fall into enemy hands. A month later, after the Japanese had left the area, heavy rain uncovered the sack Albert had buried by a chaplain who was looking for his body. After the end of the Second World War, William and Bella moved to King Street, Caboolture, and continued their saddlery business. As quoted in The Digger in 1941, an excellent record of family patriotism.
What a story, Donna. Thank you for shedding light on the valour and courage of our local Cobb family in particular, at this time when we're remembering the sacrifice of our Anzacs. You're on 101.5, Monday's edition of Morning Magazine, and you've been listening to Donna Grigger from the Woodford Historical Society.